Thanks, Dan. Okay, the sense I got was from Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. The sense I got was very much the Lord saying, come in, invite me in, and I shall tell you all about my spirits. Now I'll invite you to do more than that, and invite you to share in those spirits, to exercise those spirits. It's a very proactive word. Amen.
This is Genesis 1:2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters. And I just felt the Lord was had sent us the Holy Spirit to hover over us today, just as he was hovering over those waters. And the Holy Spirit is here, hovering over us. And if we invite him, he wants to be just as much part of the creative process of our gifts and the using as our gifts as he was part of the creative process of creation. And I could see a picture of these gifts like plants and flowers growing up in a garden. So Lord, I come to you and say, come Holy Spirit, we do invite you. Thank you that you are hovering over us, that you have been working in us yesterday and today. And we say, come Holy Spirit and grow what you want to grow in each one of us. Grow your gifts in each one of us. Amen.
From Matthew 14. Peter said to him, Lord, if it is you, order me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. And I felt that today, now, that is the word from God for each one of us. Come. I feel there is a very personal invitation by name to each one of us to come out of that boat, where we are comfortable, where we know how it looks like to risk it all for God. There's whatever it is that holds us back in that boat. There is a personal invitation to just let it go and to come, to risk everything for God, to step out, to walk towards him in the water, to do something difficult but amazing. So there is a personal invitation, and really hear that to each one of us, of you, that come.
So three invitational words to us to come to the Lord, that his Spirit's at work, and Ben's word from Revelation 3. And if you remember the picture by, I think it's William Holland, of Jesus knocking at the door. And of course there's no handle on the outside, right? There's just a knocker. The handle's on the inside. So we have to open the door. We have to do something. And there's an invitation to come out of the boat, to walk and receive from the Holy Spirit. So let's respond to that. Personally, each of us in our own situations, which are unique to us, the things that maybe are preventing us from making a full response to the Lord. Maybe it's sin in our life, maybe it's things that we're just holding on to, unwilling to give up, whatever it is, turn them over to the Lord at this time and say, yes, more of you, more of your Holy Spirit.